Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. Checking in with Indianola Baseball with assistant coach Josh Breitbarth. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. A great start for Indianola, and I think really showcasing maybe one of the best pitching staffs and really overall teams Indianola's had. But I just got to say, this pitching overall to start has just been absolutely stellar to see and watch.
Yeah, absolutely. All credit goes to all the work that the boys have done the past 4 months in the off season, getting their arms in shape to be able to do what they've done this week, and just our coaching staff feeling confident in that and in them, knowing that they'd be able to do something like that, made our jobs a lot easy, not having to plug and place any pitchers in there for the first four games of the season, with our starters being able to go that deep into games and having our offense kind of give them some support, give them some cushion to be able to just be free up there on the mound and be able to do what they do. So yeah, really exciting start of the season. Probably one of the best that I've been a part of in a while. And it just really sets us up for a successful season and hopefully a good start in the postseason seeding.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to talk about that staff overall, and I'll get to the offense, but going up against Ottumwa and Johnston early on, those teams are ranked highly for good reason. They have a lot of returning good players. How big of just a mental boost is it? I know these pitchers had a lot of confidence coming in, but it feels like actually getting it done on the field against teams that have the state tournament on the mind to start the season has to feel good, right?
Right. We always say it's these games early on when we face some good teams like we did this week, it's a dipstick game, and being able to just see where we're at as a pitching staff and see how we're going to be able to compete and being able to take down the number seven team in the state and then take one of two from the number the second team in the state is just a very confident boost for us and just for our younger guys to see that and see the success and see that it's possible gives them a lot of freedom in themselves to be able to go out there and throw, which we did in that second game yesterday. We had three guys that didn't see a whole lot of varsity innings last year, and honestly we saw some really good things from them and just being able to give them that experience of facing the second ranked team in the state and being able to just be out there and get that experience and get their feet on the ground was good to see.
Offensively as well, excuse me, it felt like the guys were comfortable more often. I think last year the team just kind of went through these big waves and peaks and valleys a little bit offensively, where one game it was 10, the next game it was scratching one or two sometimes. And this year, I think looking for more consistency offensively is the goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely noticed, or I noticed specifically in that second game against Ottumwa that our hitters were very confident at the plate, and you could see that we could trust that they would be able to put a good swing on the ball, get a good bat, or get a good ball in play, and we definitely saw that again yesterday against Johnston, and we were able to do some things, got some guys running, got some bunts down. Some small ball stuff, and we were able to take advantage of some free bases and being able to see our guys capitalize on those things and come up with clutch hits and bigger moments was great. And just another year of experience for a lot of those guys compared to last year just helps tremendously, and being able to be in that position last year and know what it takes and know what you need to do just gave them that next step or that edge this year that they're not shocked or not seeing it for the first time. They've seen stuff like this before, so there's that confidence, and that was great. So
interesting way to start the season is 8 away games in a row and just kind of get the guys used to traveling, I guess, before they go and see the home field. But what's that like? I don't know if I've ever kind of run into that, maybe at a tournament to start the season or something, but 8 road doubleheaders to start the season.
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal, but like we told our guys, like we need to prioritize our bodies, and we have been throughout the entire off season, and we feel like they're in a good spot with their bodies, and they put a lot of time in the weight room this off season, in the winter, in the spring, and then as well just as we started ramping up for practice. But yeah, definitely some long nights. Got home at 11:30 on Wednesday. Got home at 12:30. last night in the morning. We got Mason City on Tuesday. And on top of that, we got kids in state track. Finals are coming up next week. So it's going to be a good 1, 2, 3 days off from games with the long weekend. We'll be short today and just making sure that we're prioritizing our bodies and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, nothing that we can't handle, and we just want to make sure our guys are in the right spots at the right times and making sure their bodies are in the right spots too. So
last question before we let you go, Coach, is this is a young team as well. I know that there's some pretty big senior leaders and Andrew DeWall, guys who have been four-year starters like him, but overall a lot of the guys who see playing time on this team are not seniors. What's that like getting off to a start like this, and how important is that for some of these younger guys to see that success early?
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of the message that I gave them yesterday as we started our first game was, you know, respect our opponents, but respect yourselves even more and know who you want to be and who we want to be as a team. And ultimately, it comes down to what you can control. And we always talk about the controllables in the game, and that's attitude and effort. And if you can control those two things and give your best attitude and have your best effort on the field and kind of be an ultimate competitor, you hang your hat on that, and at the end of the day, it might be a coin flip. The game might reward you, or the game might not, but that's just the game of baseball. So just being able to go out there and do those things and then see success will then kind of help that buy-in of the process of, you know, just going day to day and being the best that you can with those two things, is the things that you can't control and stuff like that. And we keep reminding guys, as even as like they go through a game, like there's going to be ebbs and flows, ups and downs, and you just have to be able to remain on a positive trend, and things will go your way, and you just can't get discouraged for any little thing that you really can't control. And ultimately, if you do that, we should be able to keep things rolling and see some success that we'd want to see.
Assistant baseball coach Josh Breitbarth. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.